Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Made it through the NFL draft. Wow. Amazing moments from Mac Jones to a Zaddy sighting. But we did have news that rocked us on that day. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, I would like to first and foremost make it aware that in about 10 minutes, I will tell you exactly what happened to me this weekend as a member of the Los Angeles Sparks. Had some fun times in Las Vegas, safely made it there with my squad. We will talk through Chanae's court, and I'm so excited to give you guys all the tea for my season over the weekend. But Junior, the biggest thing that happened, NFL draft, but more importantly, before we get to, you know, the top, we already covered the top five. We're going to get to the bottom five, but we had news that rocked the day and we're still feeling the reverberations, and it started with Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers obviously told, per Adam Schefter, some within his organization that he does not want to return to the Green Bay Packers. Now, I love it, Junior, when we get like big get off my lawn energy, big spicy energy, because this is something personal for a lot of people in the football world. Now, Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Famer on Sunday morning, these were his thoughts.
I think it's a little much. I really think that they're just being a little bit too greedy now. I think a little bit too sensitive. If all these things bothered him about what happened with Jordan Love and all those things from last year, that stuff should have been voiced last year and taken care of last year, but sounds like it hasn't. And I just kind of question the timing of when all that came out on draft day, one of the biggest days of the year for all these young guys, and all of a sudden he wants to take the thunder away from them a little bit. The whole thing just seems kind of contrived to me, and all they're doing is looking to the future again. At some point, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be Aaron Rodgers, and they want to have somebody ready to go. I don't know why he can't understand that.
Why he can't understand someone wanting to bring in his replacement. Like, Janae, I think the one thing that happens as players get farther and farther away from when we play is we do kind of lose that perspective. Like, you got it right now because you live in a locker room. But this is all so deeply personal. Like, I say all the time about this job. We're going out here and putting us on display every day. Like, it's not work that's on our behalf. It is just we're giving you us. And so when we're judged as failures or not or successes, it's a direct reflection. It's that way and then some with sports. Like, it is your physical body and performance. That is your walking, living, breathing resume as a player. And so I don't know how it can't be deeply personal.
Yeah, it is personal, especially when you give your blood, sweat, and tears to a franchise. But then you also know that that franchise maybe did not keep that same energy with you. And so I'm not faulting Aaron Rodgers. I'm not faulting the Green Bay Packers here because they're moving as they see fit. I think it's the arena outside, Junior, where it's fans and understanding, like, well, we tend to side with the guy that just won an MVP season, especially based on our recency biases. So I thought everyone sort of has their take on Aaron Rodgers, but I do like everyone fighting for what's best for them, whether it is team, player, franchise, because that's what translates to the most important things in sports. It's Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Janae Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr. Now, that was right before the draft, but then we did make it through draft day in a couple of days. Junior, I'm surprised he hasn't had coffee or something. I mean, have you had it today? Because this man was everywhere covering the draft and games. So how you doing, friend?
I'm doing great. Listen, I'm doing better than everyone in Green Bay and everyone in Denver should be feeling right now. Like, I had a lot of great teammates. It was easy. And most importantly, I didn't have to dribble one basketball or run one sprint. So I'm certainly not going to complain on this show about being tired.
Don't say sprints. I'm going to have to go straight into recovery mode because I can't take it. Your girl had sea legs, but this is not about me. This is about the prospects who had their lives changed. Now, you just did your top five, and you know what that means. We got to get back in the gutter. It's time for the bottom.
Which teams were great?
Breaks a tackle at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
What player was not?
Does he hang on? Intercepted! He couldn't hang on!
This is the NFL Top 5, Bottom 5.
All right, Cliff, let's get to number 5 real quick.
Number 5.
Oh, you guys and your zaddy jokes about my dad, who, again, we shouted out Dad for the positives, owned the stage in his hometown of Cleveland for his former team in the Eagles, making and reading the 37th overall pick of Landon Dickerson out of Alabama. But you guys all made it really weird having to talk about how hot my dad was on the internet this entire time. It was strange. I don't know why I needed to be tagged on all this, but Janae, here we are yet again.
All we needed was a soundtrack as he was walking. Let me see you walk, 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 walk. He was crushing it. Yes, singer!
go dad, the rest of you, you all need to calm down. Get that vaccine, get out here. The streets are calling, and you guys need to go and call somebody else. Number four.
Number four.
Number four, Janae, we just talked about it. The Green Bay Packers choosing violence. They pick a defensive player. And in the first round, after their first round pick, 9 out of their last 10 draft picks had been on the defensive side of the ball. The only offensive draft pick prior to then had been Jordan Love, brought on to be Aaron's replacement. Janae, you can say everyone's fighting for what they want. Green Bay, and Mina Kimes said this really well on NFL Live, made a bet, and their bet failed. Aaron Rodgers went out and outperformed your wildest expectations of him, and you got to sit up there and take your medicine. And instead, there appears to be behind the scenes a failure to communicate. I think Aaron Rodgers might be a difficult guy to deal with, but when you are the quarterback that has been in charge of a team that's gone to back-to-back NFC championships, guess who you should be trying to keep happy inside the organization? And somewhere along the line, they have failed, because I don't think this comes out of nowhere, Chanae.
When you ask for help, especially on offense, considering like the arms race that's going on in the NFL, and they get you your help and it's your replacement, this is what happens.
It's just amazing to me that so many people would scoff at the idea of Aaron Rodgers potentially wanting to oust the Green Bay Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, when how many times do we hear fans telling players, well, just go play somewhere else if you don't like it. Tell them to go GM somewhere else. Why is not that the energy kept in these situations ever? I wonder. Number three.
Number three,
Denver's beautiful mystery at quarterback. And I say that because they're a team that's been linked to Aaron Rodgers. But, Janae, they sat there at 9th in the draft. And I sat here with you on Thursday before we got to the start of the draft and said, if Justin Fields starts to fall and gets down to 9 and makes it past the Denver Broncos, I don't know how anyone wearing that orange jersey in the stands as a fan can feel good about what their front office is doing, because their history going out and trying to develop quarterback talent in the draft has been suspect at best when they've picked guys like Paxton Lynch at the end of the first round, when they've looked for players later on in the draft. You would have one of the top talents sitting there for you, falling to 9, and you choose to shun him for Drew Lock on a roster that we just talked about, looks Super Bowl ready in other spots on this team, has been developed in all the spots. Janae, this one was a head-scratcher. Unless they manage to pull the Aaron Rodgers rabbit out of the hat, I think the Denver Broncos are going to regret this one for a long time after this weekend.
Co-sign retweet.
Let's get to it then. Number two.
Number two.
We need some big boy talk around here. I got to look squarely at the Bengals and the Giants and wonder what they were doing passing on high-end offensive line talent at the top of the first round. My beef really is with the Bengals. The Giants had no action plan as far as shoring up depth in front of Daniel Jones to try and protect him in the draft. But the Cincinnati Bengals at 5 overall passed on Penei Sewell, one of the marquee talents in this draft by any position, a rare commodity for a 6'5", 330-pound freak athlete, and they decided to go with Ja'Marr Chase, who is a phenomenal wide receiver out of LSU. But for the fans of the Bengals that watched Joe Burrow, their number one pick last year, carted off with a knee injury, I don't know how you're going to sleep soundly at night with the decisions they made, ignoring that talent, understanding what a rare, rare commodity it is.
Fun fact. The man who helped train Penei Sewell and get him ready for the draft is the man that is currently training the Los Angeles Sparks. Number one.
Number one.
How about that? Speaking of freak athletes, everywhere across the board. Getting out here with Go Sparks.
Go Sparks.
But unfortunately, the number one loser on the weekend, Janae, because the winner overwhelmingly this weekend, you could say, was the Chicago Bears. They get Justin Fields. They trade up to 11 with the New York Giants. They get to that spot where no one thought they might be able to move to and get what's likely the quarterback of their future. And if you've seen the Chicago Bears Instagram account, you know they are not hiding the excitement. They're not waiting a day after the first date to call back. They're calling later that night because they want to chat, which leads us back to the Andy Dalton QB1 tweet that the Chicago Bears decided to send out. And Andy Dalton, I feel bad for, because the Red Rifle, by all accounts, is a good guy in locker rooms. Teammates I've known that have played with him said as much. But that's one of those you got to send to the draft, Chanae. And instead, the Chicago Bears get to get roasted forever for a tweet that became old takes exposed by the beginning of Thursday night of the draft.
Always hate it. Hate to see it when people say, well, this didn't age well. This tweet didn't age well.
And usually I hate the internet for doing that. But in this case, Chanae, I was first in line, ready to fire that tweet back out into the ether. But coming up next, Chanae's had a very busy weekend. Her WNBA season's getting ready to get going. She's in training camp right now. And she has got some crow that she is going to force feed all of us for ever doubting her. Next, here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Coming up tomorrow on KJZ, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, tomorrow morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin at 9, 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Let me see you walk, Golic Jr. I know you can do it better than your daddy. Come on now. Let me see if you can walk. I love it when the show goes crazy, because I always go crazy with the song. Junior, what?
This is the thing I'm realizing now, Janae, is I'm so behind on the music that's cool now, because I used to get all my good stuff from the locker room. Like, everything that I see coming from, but first off, the LA Sparks social media accounts, if you're not following already, primo content. But everything I see coming out of locker rooms reminds me that's where I used to get all the good music that I would have. And so now I'm missing out on that, and I just keep re-listening to the same Taylor Swift albums over and over now. So I don't even know how to do the walk.
That might be more about you and your circle than the locker room, but it's okay. It's okay. We got your back here. Me and Cliff, we'll hold it down. And Shannon, we got you here. We'll keep you up to speed. All right, that's pretty much a new locker room. Chanae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chanae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. And I'm so excited because we're going to talk in about 10 minutes to one of my favorites, you know, Stanford. I went to Stanford University. We're going to talk to Brooke Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks, coming off of a big win, but also in advance of the Marvel game tonight, the Arena of Heroes. This man is one, and his brother are some of the biggest fans of the comic book universe. And so looking forward to catching up with him. But Junior, I'm ready. Are you ready for like the tea I'm about to tell you, because it was so much fun? I played in Las Vegas this past weekend, which is hard for me to wrap my head around. And it was what, Junior?
I'm waiting for this tea. Are we ready to open up the court?
Oh, do it.
All right, because we have a unique insight on this show, guys. We've got a current professional athlete that's willing to take us inside. What's going on in that locker room? And as I just showed you guys, I desperately need it. And so we want to clear out, call ISO, and let Chanae hold court in Chanae's court.
She's got two careers, and it's time to switch gears.
You come for me, you come for the queen, you best not miss. Best not miss, okay?
She runs the show here.
I would be all of you guys playing by myself.
There.
Fast break, Chanae Ogwumike, all alone, plays it up and in.
And everywhere, Chanae's court.
Here we go, Chanae's court. I've got stories for you. All right, first and foremost, I'm a member of the Los Angeles Sparks. It's been 2 years. 2 years until I was, you know, I've been able to play a game of basketball at the professional level. And your girl was out there on the court. First thing you need to know, for all of those out here in the ESPN radio streets, I'm looking at you, Shannon. I'm looking at you, Cliff. I'm looking at my Golden Junior. Your girl pulled up and shot three threes, and she definitely hit one. In our scrimmage. Like, I did the whole three to the dome. Three to the dome.
You hit him with the mellow. You said bang.
I hit him with the mellow. Look, y'all, we got the ball. I think we won the tip. No, we didn't win the tip. We're going up against Liz Cambage. Our first time, we went down the court, wide open, bop, missed it. But I was like, who cares? Next thing you know, other side of the court, spaced out, bop, drained it. So for those who say, oh, you don't shoot threes, well, we doing it this year.
So, Chanae, I will say, and I'm proud of you, but you're kind of asking us to just take your word on it. Like, I haven't seen a visual of this. We haven't seen any game tape of this. So,
okay, whatever. If you don't believe me, all right. I know where you stand on this. Like, you're not a real one. You're not a day one. You don't believe me. So I get it's
no,
all right.
No, I believe you, and I believe in you, Chanae. I'm just saying, for people around here like Cliff, who maybe just, you know, the burden of proof is so high and he's so demanding, I want you to be able to rub this in Cliff's face.
Look, I don't care. When it happens in game time, I'm going to be like, who's that? Is that Cliff? Do I I know him? Like,
I have never seen this man.
All right. Sorry to this man. But the real story here is that we were in a scrimmage. And so there are a couple of things that happened. My friend is Liz Kimbay. She plays for the Las Vegas Aces. She's a force to be reckoned with. I am guarding her. I played some great defense on her. She gave me an elbow to the chest.
Mm.
It should have been an offensive foul. I looked at the ref. I was like, what's good, ref? Derek Fisher gets mad. Bill Laimbeer, head coach of the Aces. For those who don't know, Bill Laimbeer, Bad Boy Pistons, is the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces.
Notre Dame's very own.
Oh, very true. And, you know, he's sort of smirking in that whole, like, annoying Bill Laimbeer way. Like, ugh. But, like, I knew in a real game, I'm going to get the offensive foul. I'm putting myself in the right position. Bet. Next thing you know, something else happens. Derek Fisher, head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks, goes off. Off. All up on the court, walks the half court in our scrimmage. Derek Fisher, ladies and gentlemen, the first ever coach to get a technical in a scrimmage.
Oh, my God.
He got a technical from the ref in a fake game. Weak. I was weak. All of us on the bench were like, did he just get teed up? Y'all know this game don't count, right?
Well, like, Janae, that's what I want to ask you, because we always hear people say when a coach gets teed up in a game and they're arguing on behalf of the players how much it could fire a team up and all that. Were you and the rest of the team, like, fired up by this? Or were you wondering for who, for what in this scrimmage?
Oh, heck yeah. We're rocking with Fish. Like, the way we're playing, you know, running up and down the court, a lot of people don't have as high of expectations of us because of, you know, we had Candace Parker leave, Chelsea Gray leave. And so, like, people are like, who are these Sparks? Well, we're playing. We're working hard. And so he wants that to be rewarded. And so when he sees me on one side getting, like, an elbow to the chest but standing up, going square, you know straight up with Liz Kimbay, who's 6'8", he's going to get, you know, knuck and buck with me. When my teammates do that on the other end, you know, he's going to get knuck and buck. And so I just think he showed that he's not new to this. He's true to this. He's got our back. And he got teed up, and we were all laughing and roasting him. We're like, bro, you really got teed up in a game that don't matter? Like,
Janae, there was a quick second where I thought you were going to say he got thrown out of the scrimmage. Like, I know, you know what? It's early in training camp. He's got to leave room to grow and get thrown out maybe of a later scrimmage. But getting teed up, like, I didn't even know they did that stuff in scrimmages.
They don't. That's why I said it was the first ever. The first ever. So that was my fun. The LA Sparks won our first game of the season. Can we get some snaps?
Mm.
Our preseason game we won versus the Las Vegas Aces. Your girl was pulling from three. I'm working on my game. You got to miss in order to make. And so I missed the first one, made the next, and you're going to see more makes coming. So I was firing it. I was throwing it. So y'all better be proud of me. Proud of me. Who said she doesn't say? Y'all, I didn't even post up in the game. I was talking to Neck. I was like, I didn't even post up in the paint. Your girl was pulling it.
You say, about to be point forward in this thing right now.
Oh, yeah. Big energy.
I can't wait that first time. And we've talked about this. We're getting ready. Try and make my way. I am trying to be a problem on the sideline of Sparks game this year. Let Chinne Agumake take one coast to coast and get it in and tell me I won't be the first person to get thrown out of a WNBA game this season.
No, when I hit a three and I go three to the dome, and I know Shannon Penn is going to be watching from his crib, because that's Melo, that's New York. Braylon, his son, going to be watching. That's Melo, that's New York. That's my inspiration. That's my improvement. Then you know it's real, okay? And I, like, really was going crazy with my head. I don't know what I was doing.
It is about to get all sorts of real this season, because this is the kind of energy that's coming in the scrimmages. Let her get back out on the court and show you guys what a problem it is about to be. But coming up next, it's about to be a problem for me, because we're about to get real, real Stanford up here. But let's split Nerd Nation in two. We will get a Stanford alum and a guy who I am very jealous of, who's been featured in a Marvel comic. We'll get to who that is next here. Chinne Agumake Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinne Agumake Jr., the podcast.
The battle was fierce. The margin of victory, narrow. And with an ominous threat delivered directly to T'Challa, the enemy vowed to return in greater numbers and force. These heroes have power, but it is not unlimited. To expand their ranks, they formed a plan. Earth's greatest athletes will compete in a series of contests.
He is the greatest shooter that's ever lived.
The winners earned the right to train and fight with the Avengers. So it was decided, and so it begins tonight. These athletes are the best hope humankind has to offer. Such strength and yet grace. Fleet of foot and quick of mind.
Lonzo Ball with some action.
Such height and yet balance. Agile, artful, accurate.
Another three.
Got it! 62!
The search starts here and now. Only one will emerge as Marvel's first champion.
Our worlds are colliding here in the best way. That's the first time I've experienced that promo, and it's going crazy. It's Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Like, I'm hot. Like, this is amazing. And our worlds are colliding, Junior, right now because of the NBA special edition presented by State Farm of Marvel's Arena of Heroes. Golden State at New Orleans tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN2 and ESPN+. That's Ryan Rucco, Richard Jefferson, Angelique Roche, who we just talked to earlier today. A lot going on in the NBA, including a big win by the Milwaukee Bucks, and much more, which is why we are so delighted right now to go to the Goodyear Hotline to chat with Brooke Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks, the center, also part of my Stanford family. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us. As a fellow Stanford hooper, I've always wanted to connect with you, and thank you because your team, you and your brother, watching you guys at Stanford sort of created those pathways for me to be like, oh, I want to go to that school because they had a lot of fun on that court that was really bouncy when you ran up and down on it. But I know it's really special, this partnership we have between Marvel and the NBA. How do you feel about this alignment with games?
Oh, I love it. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of it myself. And I think it fits so perfectly, you know, just the dynamicism, that the athleticism, activity, the excitement, everything about that could describe, you know, both Marvel, the MCU, and the NBA and its athletes as well. So it's just it's an incredible situation and great partnership.
Brooke, did I see you were in a Marvel comic at one point? How did that happen?
It actually worked out super well. I was just an innocent bystander in it, but the great all-time legendary comics writer Greg Pak is a big fan of Jeremy Lin. And so when Jay Lin was in Brooklyn, Jeremy connected with him, and it was actually Jeremy pretty much starring in it in the comic, The Totally Awesome Hulk, where Amadeus Cho at the time was the Hulk. And so it was a nice little team up between the Hulk and Jalen, and I got to show up and pretty much pull cleanup duty at the end after Jalen and the Hulk trashed the town and saved the day. I decided to show up and help out and clean up, you know, and do my part.
You know what? I appreciate that, though, because the best part of the MCU is teamwork. It's people coming together and helping out. So, Brooke, the obvious next step in this seems to be to just try it for a similar role in one of the Marvel movies, right?
Yeah. So I would think, you know, Marvel has this thing called damage control, who, once the heroes have done their job taking care of the villain and called it a day, damage control comes in and they're the guys that clean up the stuff, take care of everything after the story. And so I feel like, based on my one sole Marvel comic appearance, that's kind of where I'm headed, right?
Well, you know what, Brooke? This seems like a great idea, Chiney. I think me and Brooke on the damage control group going to make a great pair. The MCU needs to just call us up.
Why am I cut out of this?
Because, Chiney, you're going to be starring in it, probably. I think that's how this works.
All right, that's fine.
Good answer.
Brooke Lopez, Milwaukee Bucks center, joining us here on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And, Brooke, going back to my Stanford days, you know, I've loved hearing about stories about you and your brother and your passions for Marvel, the comics. And even, like, you know, we know we're in proximity in California, Stanford of Disneyland, okay? So, and I know that, obviously, you know, the bubble was a difficult situation, but being at Disney World, how has your passion sort of evolved from the times I've heard about you at Stanford to even now?
I mean, it's been great because I've just been fortunate enough to be in a position to meet so many people who go into making the magic at Disney and at Marvel every single day. Like, but I know for fans of NBA and kids who meet me at camps or after games or whatever it is, like, that's how I am when I meet these Imagineers that create the things in the parks, or meet the people like Kevin Feige and guys like that who are creating the Marvel movies. Like, I lose my mind just like a kid would being an NBA player.
Brooke, you can be honest. It's just me and you talking here. No one else is listening.
Okay.
Did you cry at the end of Avengers Endgame?
I was absolutely misty-eyed. It's a decade of buildup right there, all leading that moment, and I don't know. Should I spoil it for
I haven't watched it yet.
You know, behind or whatever.
Chiney hasn't watched it yet, Brooke. So we have to, unfortunately, spoiler alert, a movie that's years old because Chiney hasn't gotten around to it yet.
That's my fault, Brooke.
It's okay though, because I'm kind of envious of you, honestly.
Yes.
I would love to binge watch them all in a row. It must be like 20 movies now, like TV series, everything like that, and just watch it all in a row and catch up to it. I can't imagine that, seeing that whole chunk of incredible film for the first time.
It's amazing. On my weekends, I do the Marvel Challenge. So right now I think I'm on Guardians of the Galaxy. And so that's where I'm at. I'm way behind. But Brooke, you know I'm super busy.
Great place to be.
So that's why it's taking me forever. Brooke Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks joining us. And Brooke, quick question. Like, I know you and your brother have done a lot and have been, you know, blessed and fortunate to be in the NBA and being able to invest in different things. Like, what is the coolest thing that maybe you purchased from the universe or an experience you've had?
Oh man, I don't know if I can. I just thought of one of them immediately, and I was like, "No, I think it was an auction, so it's legit." I think I can say it. So, Robin is a pretty big collector of like Disney and like theme park stuff, and so one of his recent splurges was a Spider-Man walk around character costume from Disneyland.
Oh,
and now. That in at the parks, the characters are all different height. Like mouse height for Mickey Mouse is pretty short. It's like under 5 feet, and so Spider-Man can't be much taller than that. It's an incredible costume though, and I don't think Robin's ever going to get into it. But it's very good looking, and that's a great purchase he made recently.
So you're promising us he hasn't put it on yet and sent you pictures. Like, you're not holding onto a vault of him in a very small costume like that.
Like a child Halloween costume on him, essentially. I can't honestly promise with that guy that he hasn't done that, but I don't have any pictures of it.
Oh, that's great. Unfortunately, and this is like the first for our show, we have to spin back to like basketball. And you guys had an amazing win against the Brooklyn Nets, which, mind you, you're still the leading scorer in their franchise, which salute to you, Brooke Lopez. But, you know, about your team, you know, I know you guys have dealt with some adversity in the past after having great regular seasons and then trying to get over the hump in the playoffs. Why was this win versus the Nets so significant?
You know, I think it was good because I think it showed how many different ways we can play, how lucky we are with the personnel and our deep roster that we have, that we can play in multiple different ways when it comes down to it. You know, a team like Brooklyn obviously can go big with DeAndre, KD, guys like that, and they can put out small, talented lineups as well. So, and I feel like we're adept to respond to that, you know, with guys like PJ and Drew who can guard multiple positions, that really is a huge, huge plus for us.
And we don't have much time left. Brooke Lopez joining us here of Milwaukee Bucks. What makes Giannis different as a leader? We see so many different talents in the NBA right now, but what makes Giannis unique?
Giannis is just probably the best person, you know, both on and off the court I've met in my basketball career, not just my NBA career. And being that kind of person who's just such an incredibly good person, such a genuine person, all about his job. He's someone you can put full trust in, full faith in. And he's the first one on the court, last one off the court, completely just all about winning. And I think that's what makes people buy in, you know, when they're with Giannis. He's a guy that people absolutely want to follow naturally.
You know what, Brooke? I want to fall in with you as our leader in the MCU. So this
yes.
summer, when we're going back, I have a feeling we're going to try and work in some Marvel-related content around this show this summer where we get Chiney up to speed on all this. We're going to bring you on as our official Marvel correspondent, all right?
Yes, please.
Oh, I would absolutely be down for that job. I want to help Shanae through the process, see her reactions to seeing everything for the first time. I'm there for that.
All right, perfect. Brooke Lopez, our future Marvel Universe correspondent,
yes,
as we get Shanae back up to speed. Also, he plays some great basketball for the Milwaukee Bucks. Brooke, we appreciate your time today, man. Thanks for copping
on. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
If that doesn't get you fired up for the Marvel Arena of Heroes event tonight, I don't know what will. The passion jumps off the page. But coming up next, passion was on display in one major league ballpark, and a team went to work to help a good friend find it. We'll explain next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Dear, anytime we get nerdy, are you guys, can you at least give me another chance to like record that on beat? It's Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. Now, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, I really think we just listened to a future Shanae and Golic Jr. Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke Lopez has to be one of our guest Hall of Famers. Center for the Milwaukee Bucks joined us to talk about the Marvel Arena of Heroes game tonight. So exciting. That's involving who joined us today, Ron Rucco, Angelique Roche, and Richard Jefferson, Marvel expert Angelique. You can tune into that at 7:30 on ESPN2, ESPN Plus. It's going to be a moment. It's a moment for the culture. It's a moment for nerds. So yeah, you can play my Nerd City song. We also were joined by Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL draft. I was going to say draft analyst. She really is, though. ESPN NFL analyst, also one of the co-hosts of NFL Live. Kendrick Nunn joined us today, Miami Heat guard. And also, of course, Brooke Lopez, who it's appropriate to say that he's going to be a future Shanae and Golic Jr. Not only Marvel correspondent, but also Hall of Famer based on the vibes of that interview, Jr.
Absolutely. Listen, as we get set and we're, you know, working on planning things for the summer and some ideas we're batting around here, I think him in our wheelhouse. We already have a space correspondent and Peter Ogwumike, your father. And so now we need someone to walk us through and really guide us through the Marvel Cinematic Universe experience. So
yes,
our thanks to Brooke. You're right. Future Hall of Famer. There is no doubt. He set the tone. Let's keep the energy. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Jhené and Golic Jr.
Shanae,
mm-hmm,
in addition to all the exciting things going on with the game tonight, Marvel also released the upcoming slate of their projects that are going to be going out in the next few years, including the Black Widow solo movies, the Eternal, Spider-Man's, Thor, another Ant-Man and Wasp movie, another Guardians movie. Shanae, they woke up this morning and threw down the gauntlet and let everybody know what it was going to be about.
I love it. Your girl is Team Thor for obvious reasons. Mm. But I did see you started Shanae and Golic Jr. on our show with nice little arm candy. You know I love the bling. Do you still have it?
I don't. They took it away from me, Shanae.
Oh!
They gave me all these presents, all the toys you saw at the beginning of the show. They came in right after we got done with Angelique and Ryan, and they said, no, we need these for the broadcast tonight.
So they're saying this. They stripped away the strength of the Black Panther. Stripped away.
They did. They stripped it all away, and they stole my joy in the process. I was really bummed out about it.
No, joy is still here. That's my middle name. Continue.
That is true. Keeping that same energy. How about this? Oakland A's left-handed pitcher. Is it Jesus or Jesus? I genuinely don't know. Jesus? Oh, we got an actual Jesus out here. Jesus Luzardo broke his pinky while playing video games, Shanae. Who among us has not had at least one friend? I had my younger brother, Shanae, punch a wall getting his team hype before a freshman football game, broke his hand, and now has a big old calcium deposit on that thing still.
I'm so sorry. I'm still stuck on you saying, is it Jesus or Jesus?
That was a genuine question. I didn't want to do the guy's name wrong.
Yeah,
I probably should have known going into it, but that's my fault for being bad at this.
Sorry, that made me, no, trust me, I would have. I always have to clarify
that as
well.
I didn't know we're like a straight up Jesus. Good for him.
No, it's great. Now, pinky on the video game. I mean, everyone's aggressive. You know when you're really locked in? Like, you're like, ah. And so, yeah, I can see how that happens.
Now, Shanae, I have to ask you this last one, and I'm calling an audible, and I apologize to our friends here, but did you see the coffee order that was getting universally roasted by Twitter today? The Caramel Crunch Frappuccino. Shanae, did you feel personal attacked as your Caramel Macchiato order and its brothers and sisters were under fire?
No, I did not, because that person was doing too much. Like, really? Come on now.
I said this earlier today, Janae. If you're going to have a coffee order that's 10 items long and it's got all this sugar in it, just live your truth and order a milkshake. Like, why try and reverse engineer joy? Just go out here. Because you don't like coffee if you order that. You like dessert. And I like dessert, too. So walk in and eat a Fudgy the Whale cake for breakfast. Have a milkshake at 6 o'clock in the morning. Don't be afraid to live in the light.
You're doing that for yourself, but go off, King.
Yes, I am 100% doing that for myself. But that was what today was about as we get ready for a Marvel-themed NBA broadcast. Coming up next, it feels only right if we're going to talk about toys that you stick around. Listen, Spain and Fitz here on ESPN Radio coming up next.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.